What does the NBA think of the Raptors? Are they surprised at how this team has started, or do you think the rest of the NBA, and I know I'm asking you to put your, you know, put to get in the head of a couple of hundred people there, but do you think the rest of the NBA will look at this and go, okay, yeah, we kind of saw signs of this last year?
I think so. I mean, I think it's a continuation of what they did last year. I mean, they were the only team, East team, that ranked in the top 10 on both offense and defense last year. So I think that they're doing that again isn't a surprise. You know, I think it's a little, you know, that they're 12-2, you know, that's obviously quite a pace that they're at, but you got to look at their schedule a little bit, realize that they've played 10 of their 14 games at home, that mm-hmm. no other team has played 10 home games at this point. And they're taking advantage of some East teams that really haven't figured things out yet. You know, some teams that are in transition, teams like, Cleveland, obviously. And, the rest of the East basically stinks. Washington is solid, but hasn't really beat anybody good. So I think, you know, there's optimism. I mean, you got to be impressed. I mean, this is a good bench already. And then to have Lou Williams and James Johnson come in and play as well as they have, obviously just makes them, you know, obviously the deepest team in the Eastern Conference. And that's huge, not only for winning games now, but just for their ability to stay fresh, down the line. So I think right now, you know, they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. And whether, depending on how quickly Cleveland gets it together or if Cleveland can ever defend well enough to be a great team, and depending on Chicago's health issues, you know, the Raptors could certainly stay in the top two all season long.
John Schumann of NBA.com joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. You know, we talk a lot and we focus a lot in the Raptors here, and when we do that, we inevitably go back and look at the Rudy Gay deal and go, what a great deal that was by Masai Ujiri. You know, instant bench. I mean, Vasquez, Patterson, these guys are still, you know, playing significant roles, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. Then I look at the Sacramento Kings, who've actually done okay as a result of this deal, haven't they? I mean, Rudy Gay's been really good for them. Ben McLemore is sort of getting it together. And I mean, what? Their win percentage is over 60%. Unfortunately, in the West, that's not 60% isn't enough to get you in the playoffs. But Sacramento's kind of done okay out of this deal as well, haven't they?
Yeah, and I think, their success also starts with DeMarcus Cousins. He just gets better every year on both ends of the floor. I think he's taken a big jump defensively, too, where, their starting lineup is actually really good defensively, which is a surprise because that's a team that, you know, hasn't been above average defensively in a long, long time. So I think that's a key, and so it starts with him, and that Rudy Gay doesn't have to carry the load necessarily that he thought he had to carry in Toronto, helps, and it helps him be a little bit more. He is playing better than he did, with the Raptors, and it's funny how something can work out for both teams that way.
When you look around the league, obviously there are teams that have surprised this year. Who are some of the disappointments? Cleveland, I guess there's a rush to put Cleveland there because of the record. But, John, I don't know how you were going in the year. I didn't expect them to be as bad as they've been at times this year. But I honestly kind of thought that it was probably going to take, you know, maybe take 20 games for these guys to kind of figure out what they had to do. And maybe more to the point, I thought it was going to take 20 games for Kyrie Irving to get used to playing with Kevin Love and LeBron James. Are there other teams that stand out there to you as real disappointments?
I think Charlotte is one that I look at. They're 4-11. You know, it's a team that was a top 10 defense last year and then really improved offensively as the season went on. They never were great offensively, but they got better as the season went on. They added Lance Stevenson, added some floor spacing with Marvin Williams, but they've just, struggled offensively and haven't been as good defensively as they were last year. It's a team that's, they've lost six straight at this point, and they've lost to some bad teams. They've lost to the Lakers and the Knicks, which says a lot. It's a team that should have had, they got two new starters, but should have had more continuity than a lot of other teams in the Eastern Conference that are struggling, given it was year two of Steve Clifford on the bench and with Kemba Walker and Al Jefferson, the other two, main offensive guys coming back. So I think that's the one that I see in the East. In the West, it's hard to pick one because there's a lot of good teams, and the Clippers are probably off to the most disappointing start in that conference, and I think they have issues on defense that may require a roster change.